From theunts.com, this is the Unts Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunts.com. Hello and welcome to the Unts Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest today is Jonathan Sparrow of the dubstep, drumstep, and drum and bass trio Terra Vita. Since the mid-2000s, Terra Vita has been releasing a slew of bass-heavy hits, including remixes for Yellow Wolf, Zed, Bass Nectar, Bear, and more. They've got releases on Technique, Subsonic, Excision's Rotten Recordings, and most recently released The Power of Fire on DAT6 Firepower label. They're currently on tour with DAT6 Firepower, and occasionally they moonlight as electro house trio Hot Pink DeLorean. More with the Boston Boys in a minute. Today's show is brought to you by RDO. RDO lets you listen to millions of songs ad-free wherever you are, on the web and on your phone, even offline. RDO works on your desktop, Android, BlackBerry, Roku box, iPhone, iPad, and more. Listen to popular hits, new releases, critics' picks, classics, and party favorites. Millions of songs to play, share, and discover. Subscribe now for unlimited music and listen without limits at RDIO.com. Okay, on with the show.
Let's dive right in. How's Firepower so far?
Man, the tour has been absolutely great. We haven't had a bad date yet. Every single show has been rammed. Kids go nuts. Like, I can't even say how impressed I've been with all the crowds that we've had in front of us. It's really been like an honor, to be honest.
Because you run in threes, are you beating up on the solo nerdy producers on the tour?
It's been really cool because the leg that we're on is us and Getter and X-Core and DAT6. And then X-Core was late to the tour. Nice work, Matt. So we had the Frim come on with us to kind of fill in some slots, and he's just kind of stayed on the tour with us. So we've all been just collaborating on music every single day. We're planning to do some stuff as like a collaboration EP for the label and for the whole tour. So we've got a lot of really cool shit coming out of this right now.
This is awesome. So you're in a mobile studio, or are you just slamming on laptops in between stops backstage?
We've got some studio monitors. Everybody's got their laptops set up. We've got our audio interfaces, and we have a studio mic. So we're just writing tunes, recording vocals, pretty much doing anything that we could do in a normal studio. So, yeah,
I imagine.
We're just a music machine on wheels at this point.
That's beautiful. And do you have to be on your best behavior because DAT6 your boss?
Absolutely not.
That's what I like to hear. So, speaking of DAT6 and his Firepower label, tell me about the Power of Fire, how that was putting that together for him and what he expected of you, or maybe if he was like, you do your thing, I'm going to love whatever you put together, just impress me.
Well, we had already had three of the songs done, and then we'd all gone on Dead Meat tour together with Steve Aoki, which is kind of how, like, we've been friends for a while, but we really, really became close on that Dead Meat tour, and the first tune that we had finished was Well Oiled Machine, and Troy was playing it already, so it just kind of naturally came about where he was just like, hey guys, what are you doing with these tunes?
Right.
Would you be interested in putting them out on my label? And, you know, it's really just a nice thing to be able to count on and, like, trust people in the music industry, which is a really difficult thing off the top. So, you know, to know that your friends have your back and that you can put out your music with them is a huge plus to us, and it's something that really means a lot to us. So that's tends to be how we decide where to put out our music.
Absolutely. And you're coming off of a release that was on Excision's Rotten label. How have you developed since then? And you know, at this point, are labels even really having that much of an influence on what you do, or is it just like, hey, I'm really into what you're doing, let me put out your tunes?
Yeah, it's basically the second thing that you just said. We love Jeff as well. We're all really close. Him and Troy are like best friends. So we put out a lot of stuff with Jeff. We're putting out stuff with Troy. Actually, Jeff came to our Detroit show and hopped up and started playing with Troy. So it's been a really, really, like, kind of cool experience for everybody to just be able to have this awesome group of people, and we all get to make music together. So that's kind of how we choose. Now, labels, I don't really feel like have that much influence on what you do. It's more of your friends that have an influence on what you do.
Well-oiled machine from Terravita's The Power of Fire.
Well, let's rewind a little bit so that we can get a feel for who you are and who the rest of the guys are. Tell me, are you originally from Boston then?
I am, yeah. Actually from a city called Worcester, which is probably about 40 minutes outside of Boston. And then Matt is from Cranston, Rhode Island, and Chris is from Newport, Rhode Island.
Everybody from Worcester and Rhode Island's claiming Boston anyway, right?
You know, generally they like to, but that's why I like to specify, because I don't want to be one of those dickheads.
We've all lived
in Boston for the last 10 years, so I think we've earned the right at this point, you know.
I think so.
But Matt and Chris both live in L.A. right now, so, and I'm moving out there in January.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've all kind of crossed coasts. I don't think we can take another fucking winter in Boston.
I don't think anybody could.
I know, right?
So tell me about how New England, we'll call it New England as a whole, influenced your introduction to electronic music. Were you a kid playing instruments when you were coming up, or did you get into music purely from going out to clubs and things like that?
I think we all kind of got into it differently. You know, Matt's very in the box. Chris has always played instruments. I'm more of a word guy, vocal guy. I, you know, write most of the lyrics and do the vocals. Matt is the mixdown engineer and does the majority of the songwriting. You know, we all kind of came up differently, but with the same general love for music. You know, I came from more of a hip-hop background, and Chris came from more of a metal background, and Matt has always been into kind of like the deeper side of stuff, i.e. Square Pusher, Aphex Twin. He actually got into electronic music via video games, which is one of the things that him and I have in common. So I guess you could all just call us humongous nerds.
That makes sense. I don't see it any other way. The the hip hop scene in Boston. Then tell me about coming up and who were some of the luminaries that you were pointing to and saying, you know, this is what I want to do and this is what it's all about, maybe before you even had a concept of what you wanted to do in the industry.
Well, for me, it was always about guys like, you know, Virtuoso and Mr. Lift and Acrobatic and Simonel and Esoteric, guys who ended up becoming really close friends of mine. I talked to Virtuoso all the time on a weekly basis, you know what I mean? So it's a very small community. And when you're coming up in it, you know, I was kind of mesmerized by the whole freestyle scene and just like the great underground camp that Boston had. And, you know, kudos to those guys. They're still making great music. And, you know, Boston has some serious heart when it comes to underground hip hop.
And then speaking of the underground, you actually met up with Matt and Chris through the drum and bass scene in Boston. Is that right?
Yeah. Again, that's one that goes back to New England. It kind of all stems from this club called The Asylum that used to be in Springfield, Mass. Actually, that my current roommate used to own. It was just the biggest rave club, really, in the entire region. So that's where everybody kind of had their parties at. You know, when we used to see Tiesto in front of, 200 people at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. So, yeah, that's kind of how we all met. Matt was DJing, Chris was DJing and throwing parties. I was emceeing, and, we all had our own paths for a long time and then kind of just serendipitously came together in a very weird way.
I wonder, I mean, being an MC, being involved in the hip-hop scene, what did you see as your role within the dance music scene at first? Were you just like, this is a place to party on the weekends, this is fun, but not really knowing what your role might be?
Well, at first I was fucking terrible. I didn't really have a sense of anything. I just thought I was real, real cool, and I wasn't.
You could skate on that for a while.
It was one of those things where, you know, you're an 18-year-old kid, doing stuff, you're cocky, and, you know, you think that you're invincible and that the world can't hurt you, and you kind of outgrow that at a certain point. Back then, I think that my role was basically just my own ego. But, you know, over time that changes. And, you know, now my role in the group is basically I'm there for them. You know what I mean? Matt and Chris are the stars of the show. And my role is basically to hype the crowd and add to the music when it needs it and shut the fuck up when it doesn't.
Sure.
And I feel like that's the biggest part of emceeing, is knowing when to be quiet, strangely enough.
Surf's Up from Hot Pink DeLorean. So the drum and bass of the time gave way to some of the more powerful house and electro house that was coming out of Europe at the time, which I imagine then led to you and Matt and Chris saying, hey, let's go full force. And that was sort of the basis for Hot Pink DeLorean, is that right?
Yeah, basically. Well, the way the drum and bass scene works when you're releasing music is that, you know, you'll have a release schedule that's backed up for, like, years.
Yeah.
So we got to a point in our contract with Technique where our release schedule was literally backed up for a year and a half. and we couldn't put anything else out anywhere else. So we were going out to, you know, electro party to Boston, and we were kind of really digging the vibe of that. So we just started a whole new group as kind of a vehicle to put out new music.
Sure.
And that's kind of where Hot Pink DeLorean came from, yeah.
And is that project still running? Are you still putting time into it, or has Terra Vita come back to being your full-time
Terra Vita
gig?
Terra Vita has kind of encompassed everything at this point.
Okay.
But we're still trying to take as much time as we can to keep putting some effort into Hot Pink DeLorean. You know, we're still playing shows occasionally, you know, if it's the right fit for us. And we've been working on a new mix, and I think we're gonna work on a new 4-track EP coming up sometime in the near future when we have a little time.
Do you think that because fans of the electronic dance music scene as a whole are getting now just blasted with music from all sorts of genres, they maybe came into it because they love dubstep, or they maybe got into it because they love electro, but now as kids become more aware and follow their artists and you know, see where all the new influences are coming from. Do you feel like you've got this luxury now where kids like house, they like electro, they like dubstep, they like drum and bass, and you can throw anything you want into your sets?
I really do feel that way at this point. Our current sets switch BPMs, like, a lot. So, you know, you've got this whole fucking trap craze that's going on right now that, I mean,
sure.
I have mixed opinions on, but It is what it is. I mean, we play a little bit of it. We play dubstep, we play drumstep, we play, you know, 110. We play everything. And it's great because, you know, when we were coming up being a DJ, meant you took somebody on a journey through sound when you played a set for them.
Sure.
And I feel like it's really gotten back to a point where you can legitimately do that with so many peaks and valleys in a set. And it, you know, and I also do feel like what you just said is very artist driven at this point. Kids like their artists. It's not like they're just going to a rave to go to a rave or going to a club to hear, you know, oh, I'm going to go listen to Prog House. It's, you know, I'm going to go listen to Datsik. I'm going to go listen to X-Core or Getter or The Frim or Terra Vita or Excision or Cascade or Castlevania or whoever, you know what I mean? And it's artisan, as opposed to, yeah, I really like drum and bass.
Sure, sure. And do you think that's absolutely everywhere now, that sort of opinion that music, it's sort of democratized, that it's, you know, the artists bringing you stuff from all over the board, some of the artists you mentioned, you know, mixing in everything into their set. Is that the same across the country? I mean, I imagine you're at a good point where you can kind of see how things are going on both coasts, being based in both Boston and LA. Do you see this as a widespread trend?
I do, especially amongst the artists that I really care for. I think that it's a fun thing because I do feel like this now is playing the majority of their own music, which is awesome. So, I mean, you are going to see some guys who are just playing their own stuff. And whether that is all one genre or not, that's fine. But, like, everybody on this tour mixes it up, and all of my close friends mix it up. One of the prime examples of a guy who does it perfectly is Titsworth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that dude just rocks music. Like, you know what I mean? And I think it's just prevalent amongst electronic music artists at this point, and it's pathetic.
We'll be right back.
Criminally activated, a motivated bitch, won't be taken for granted. Never got handed a helping hand, but I climbed to the top, I'm Stallone cliffhanger. Murder room, basement, Martin Vanger. Fuck your circle jerk, now you're all in danger. Dare to keep this track to all the haters. You can't keep me down, I'ma lead the greatest. Yeah, we can take it to fist, don't flinch. You ain't Latifah, boy, I'ma call you bitch. We happen to not be the industry standard. Telling over blowjobs, we won't be pandered to. I was told it's about who you know and who you knew. All I can do is give you that brand, brand new shit. Tell it to the dudes that you do, bitch. Not shook, not scared, not violence impaired. Kept my back to the wall and stand tall, underground protector. Dumb shit defector, D-U-B, double agent jungle selector. Sine wave, eardrum effector. Carnivore versus herbivore, you never stood a chance. It was a matter of time before we throw the floor. Robocop armor, we smash it through the door. Not Chris Brown, but look at me now. Look at the crowd and look at the energy. Look at the party, look at the remedy. Look me in my eyes when you look at me, bitch, look at me. You never gave me a chance, I had to take it. There's another motherfucker, cause I'll be sure to repay it. Personally, I'm just a person, but I wanna say, bitch, fuck you in person.
It featuring Rory Lyons from Hot Pink DeLorean, followed up by Terravita's This Time It's Personal.
And so how is Terravita evolving, not just in the studio but on stage? I imagine because, you know, for a while there it was all about how heavy you could get, but now I imagine you've got a bit more freedom because people are backing off just as much bass in your face and ripping your head off with you know, the heaviest drops. I imagine with the new trap and trill movements that you have the ability to sort of back off or maybe even return to some of the drum and bass that you started with, because now people are revisiting drum and bass and some of the kids are learning about it for the first time. So I imagine Terravita can go backwards and forwards at the same time.
Yeah, we kind of that's exactly what we're going to do now. The cool thing about the evolution of what we've been going through lately is that you know, me being an MC and all of our diverse musical backgrounds, that we've gotten an opportunity at this point to incorporate all of that in our sets and in our music. So, you know, if you listen to the new EP, you know, Well Old Machine is basically just a metal song, and No Room and This Time It's Personal are very hip-hop-esque. And then you've got stuff like Metroids. It's just fucking weird. So, you know, on stage we get a little punk rock and a little hip-hop, but our sets are a lot more, for lack of a better term, swagged out at this point. There's just a lot of attitude to everything that we try to do now. And, you know, it's kind of like a hybrid hip-hop show where we're at right now. And, yeah, you get to do a little bit of that drum and bass stuff that we used to do, which is also fun. But you got to be careful with that stuff, because if you hammer people over the head too much, then you lose them.
Yeah.
And when you're on a tour with such talented artists that do very similar things, you know, it's hard to get the crowd to keep that energy level without, you know, giving them a break here and there. So you just have to be, you know, careful and pick and choose wisely.
That makes sense. That absolutely does. And I imagine for you, because you are the lyricist and crafting the message, I imagine that's going to be evolving as well. I can only assume that some anecdotes from this tour might make it into the next few songs.
That's for sure. Yeah. We're doing a lot of new stuff. We've just finished a few things that are very full vocal. One of them is very close to this, the trap trill thing that we've been talking about. One of them's at 110. Two of them are at 110. I'm doing a vocal for a new tune that I'm finishing with Datsik and Getter right now. So yeah, that'll be Terabee to Datsik and Getter. We're just finishing up a tune with Excision and Datsik as well. We're working on a new tune with the Frem. You know, I'm sure everybody's going to be on tunes with everybody after this tour. So.
I bet. So how many dates are left on your part of the run?
I think about 25 then, 25 left.
How are you going to stay out of jail?
Well, our tour manager has already gone to jail, so we're not. I'm sure by the end, we will all be in prison. You can see his mugshot on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that is absolutely beautiful.
He gave him the pout face, though, so you got to give him a lot of credit. Hashtag free Tim Feeney.
Duck face in the mugshot. Oh, great. Well, see, that is the best kind of tour manager. He's going to take the hit for you and spend the night in lockup so that the tour can go on.
Tim is, captain, my captain. He is our boss. I love that man. He took a bullet for us the other night after 21 noise violations.
Oh, my God.
The PK sound system on this tour is so ignorant that we've had three of our shows shut down already.
Oh, that is beautiful. See, that's like the old school. That's returning you back to your Boston days where I'm sure the parties were getting shut down left and right.
Yeah, man. There is no sound like PK sound. These guys are out of control and amazing.
That is so beautiful. Well, Jonathan Sparrow, I think that's the perfect place to end it. Thank you so much for being on the Unz podcast.
Thanks for having me, Unz.
Metroids from Terravita's album The Power of Fire, out now on Datsik's Firepower label. You can catch the boys on Datsik's Firepower tour now. They've got 4 dates in California coming up with Datsik, Getter, and more special guests, beginning with Avalon in LA tomorrow night. We've got fan club tickets for sale at tickets.theunz.com. Pick yourself up some tickets for Eyodo in Ashland, Oregon tomorrow night, that's October 18th, at the historic Ashland Armory. Once again, that's tickets.theunz.com to grab yourself some Eyodo tickets for Ashland, as well as Lafayette, Indiana at the end of November. We'll have plenty more special deals coming for you soon. Today's show is brought to you by RDO. RDO lets you listen to millions of songs ad-free wherever you are, on the web and on your phone, even offline. Subscribe now for unlimited music and listen without limits at RDIO.com. Please visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates, and now tickets to some of the biggest shows across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the Unz podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunz.com. Join the conversation at the Unz podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.